Okay, three of us can't do it now. He's looking at it.
How do you know if it's on? How about when the power button's lit up? That might be a clue.
You got it on?
There we go.
All right. Oh, that was easy. All right. Oh, I know it's a hard time for you, difficult, but God's in charge. It's His church, it's His ministry, and you're His people. I know to lose a good Sunday school teacher, such as Gary, know him well. He's a good man, loves the Lord. He will get, you know what the state bird is in Florida, don't you?
Mosquito.
It's mosquito, you got it. Yeah. Do not answer when I give a joke. Let me give the answer, it sounds better. I'm John Stevens. You call me, don't call me preacher, that's Brother Lastly. Don't call me doctor, I am one, but don't call me. Just call me pastor and I'll be happy with that, and the Lord will be happy with that. I don't want to be called preacher because Brother Lastly is the preacher. As far as I'm concerned, he's the guy that's been here all these years. He's been a good friend of mine, and I thank the Lord for it. What we're going to do is just get started today, obviously. We're going to just spend a lot of time in the book of Genesis. Okay, so if you have your Bibles, turn to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And I'm not too sure, what was Brother Gary teaching when he left?
We were in Psalms 27.
Forever and ever? Yeah, okay, Psalm 27, all right. Want to go in Genesis forever and ever. I want you to notice, now Genesis is a tremendous book. Now actually, we're only going to go to chapter 30, is however long the Lord will have me here, through chapter 36, because chapter 37 is the life of Joseph, and I'm going to be doing that in Sunday morning services, so I won't be doing that. Genesis is an important book because in it, it has the answers to so many questions in the book of Genesis. Certainly, it has the answer to atheism, God. The answer to evolution, God created the heavens and the earth. And so we will see some truths in that. So take your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. We'll spend a lot of time in this chapter. Would you please notice those first 10 words, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, right there is a tremendous amount of material that we need to understand. It is absolutely important. Now, I want you to notice the when of creation, the who of creation, and I want you to notice, if you will, please, those two. We won't get very far today. And the what of creation. All right? The when of creation. When did God create? When? In the beginning. Whenever beginning had its beginning, God did it. God is the only one who never had a beginning. The angels had a beginning. Creation had a beginning. Man had a beginning. But God never had a beginning. Now, it is interesting, in the beginning God created, but this phrase, in the beginning, think with me for a moment. Go with me, leave that for just a quick moment. Go with me to the book of John, chapter 1, because you have that same phrase, in the beginning, in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1. I just want you to turn there, if you will, please, to John chapter 1. Notice that. Now, Genesis, in the beginning. Whenever beginning had his beginning, God was already there. Now, you come to Genesis, John chapter 1, verse 1, you find that phrase, in the beginning what? Look, in the beginning what? Was the Word. That's the second time you find that phrase. Now, a lot of people have problems with Jesus Christ being God. I want to tell you something. He's the God of God. He's the one that was assigned the creation of this planet on which you and I live and everything about it. Look there. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Note the word with. That word means face to face. He fellowshiped with God. Let's back up a moment. In the beginning was. The word was is in the tense of the verb, which means however far back, in perfect tense, now how far back you want to go in eternity, go all the way back, and when you get there, Jesus Christ is already there. He was not created. Amen?
Amen.
He is God in the beginning. So we have that beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, what? Was God. Now you are familiar with the Jehovah Witnesses, aren't you? That cult that likes to put an A there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? They'll say what? A God. That's called the doctrine of baloney. Now, there you'll find some people and who know a little bit about Greek enough to get themselves in trouble, will say it shouldn't be in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God, but what? The God. That's wrong too. A means he's less than God. The means all that there is of God is found in Jesus Christ. That's not true. He's simply part of the triune Godhead that we are so thankful that came to this earth, put on human flesh. And look there in the beginning, verse 2, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made what? By him. Who? Jesus Christ. And only God created, so therefore Jesus Christ is what? He's God. Amen? All things were made by him. Without him, not anything made that was made. And so we recognize that. Now go back with me to our book of Genesis. So the wind of creation in the beginning, and I want you to notice something here, because what you find here in this chapter here is very vital, because it speaks of something even about you and I. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then he makes a statement in verse 2. He will say three things that I draw your attention to. Because what you find when God created the earth was the same thing that every human being has a problem with. Okay? You know you were sinners, right, before you got saved? Amen? Anybody here believe you're not a sinner? Now look at the words here. I want you to see this in verse 2. And the earth was without form. The word without form means it was in a state of disorder. When God created the heavens and the earth, that was not complete yet. It was in disorder. Now that is a picture of mankind without Jesus Christ. Man is in a state of disorder. If you don't believe that, think of what's happening in Washington, D.C., you know, somebody asked me one time about how retarded was my daughter. We have a retarded daughter in the home for the handicapped. I said, she's on the same level as some of those in Washington. Because some of them are definitely have problems. A disorder. Without form. Then he says, and void. That there means empty. That speaks of deadness. There's disorder. Do we not live in a disordered world? Do we not live in a dead world? Do you realize that everyone who does not know Jesus Christ is dead in trespasses and sin? They're alive spiritually, but they're dead. Or alive physically, but they're dead spiritually. I was dead for 21 years of my life. In 1961, I received the Lord as my Lord and Savior. It's great to be saved, isn't it? Yeah. Somebody said, how do you know you're saved? I was there when it happened. You need to be there when it happened. So there is, the earth was in disorder. Man is in disorder. Deadness, man is dead. And darkness. And he says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's man. He's darkened. Mind's darkened. Darkened, completely dark. I've never seen such a change in America in the last 10, 12 years. Have you? I mean, patriotism is gone. God and country's thought is kicked out. We got people now running for president and have no idea of what order is, life is all about. Nothing. Now that's a picture of creation when God created first until he completed it. And he completed it. We'll see that in chapter 2. But when he first made it, it didn't have everything God wanted. And God came along there and did it. So we see here the beginning of creation. In the beginning, then I want you to notice here the who of creation? God. Now, in your Bible, if you have a good old KJV, amen? Good. If you don't, I feel sorry for you. No. But let me say there are three primary names for the name of God that you find in the book of Genesis. I want to give them to you. Anytime you find here in the beginning God, the word God, capital G, little O, little D, comes from the Hebrew word Elohim. How many of you ever heard that word before? All right. Now that is a plural noun, which means there's more than one person to the triune Godhead. That is the name of God. Elohim. It's mentioned 32 times in chapter 1. 32 times. He'll use that name. Plural noun. Now go to Genesis 1 and look at verse 26. There's that name. And what? Genesis 1, 26. Look at verse 26. And God said what? Let us. That's plural, isn't it? More than one. Because he's referring to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All three persons of the triune Godhead. In that name, we have a powerful God. We have a powerful God today. Wow. He is so powerful. And the beginning. Now, think with me here. Go back there to Genesis 1:1. And go back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created. The word create literally means he created out of what? Nothing. Nothing. Now that's an attack on evolution. Hallelujah. He created it out of nothing. By the way, before you got saved, that's what you and I were. Nothing. You know what nothing is, don't you? That's a zero with the rim knocked off. And that's what we are without Jesus Christ. We're just a nothing till God gets a hold of our heart. Now there's a second name, and you'll find over there that beginning there in chapter 2, you'll find there he will use that second name there. And look with me if I look over there in Genesis 2. So all chapter 31. Or chapter 1, 32 times you'll use that name God, which means what? God is what? All powerful. Elohim. Now here's a different one. So when you come to Genesis chapter 2, he'll use a different name here. Look with me in verse 4 of Genesis 2. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the what? Lord. Now, anytime you find the word Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, it comes from the Hebrew word, anybody know? What? What? Joah, Jehovah. Jehovah. That's the name Jehovah. Now, whereas that name God, we see him as all powerful. Here we see him as a personal God. Aren't you glad we got a personal God? Let me illustrate that. Go to the book of Exodus for just a moment. Well, I got a couple minutes, but go over there to Exodus chapter 3. You remember when Moses was there at the burning bush? You remember that story? God appeared to him. And he told him to go back and tell the people he'll deliver him. And he said, well, who do I tell you that I am? Who do I tell you? Who are you? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Look there in verse 14. Verse 13 says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say, what is his name? And God, that's what's that Hebrew word? Anybody remember? I just told you. What is it? Elohim, the plurality of God, the persons of the Godhead, not plurality of gods. Said to Moses, what? I am that I am. That is the Hebrew word for Jehovah. That's the word translated Lord that we just looked at. It's a personal God. He said, I am. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ, God wasn't? God shall be, but he what? He is. Present tense. It means the eternal present tense. God is the eternal present tense. Whatever you do, don't live on yesterday. Don't try to figure out. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the day we should live in. It's a gift from God. That's why we call it the present. Today. He's the God of I am. Now that deals with his personal. He's the God who is personally related to us, personally interested in us. So what's the first name? Capital G, little O, little D, that's what? Elohim, he's what? All. And then we have the name, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that's what? And that means he is a personal God. He's not just the God in heaven. He's personally interested in you and I. Now go to the third name. Go back to Genesis and go with me to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. Now there's a third name here. I want you to see this. I hope I wrote it down. If you ever do that, just forget to write it down here. Let's see here. And 15. Oh, I'm in the wrong chapter. That'd be good if I get. Look there in chapter 15, verse 2. And Abraham said what? Now, do you notice the word Lord there? Capital L what? Lowercase, little O, little R, little D. That means it's not the name Jehovah. It is Adonai. A-D-O-N-A-I. Adonai. Now that is a word which means, deals with his, the fact that he is the preeminent one. That puts it, listen, it means that he owns us. We are his servants. And he is in charge. Amen? Okay, we'll get back to all this next week. Do I turn it over to you or say amen? All right. Father, thank you for our time together. Pray for the church, God's hand upon it, and this leadership. In Christ's name, amen. I've been a minute and a half over. Shame on me. We'll pick this up again next week.